B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Well, the kids are going to be home just a little bit longer. Employees of the tea test positive. And how about a drink with your takeout? Melissa has juice coming up.
Black China calls Child Protective Services. Wait till you hear what happened to daughter Dream in Rob's care.
Leroy has your sports.
And NFL fans are not going to like what I have to tell them.
But first, Governor Baker has announced that all schools and non-emergency child care programs in the state will remain closed through the end of April. The earliest that schools will be able to open is Monday, May the 4th. Baker said his administration is partnering with WGBH to launch online educational research for kids across Massachusetts.
Yo, tell me with this,
man.
I can't help but hear.
Every parent everywhere.
Robert.
Five MBTA employees have tested positive for coronavirus. Three are bus drivers who work on the T's Cabot Yard. No word on which bus routes the drivers worked on. The T took immediate steps to protect its workers and riders by cleaning and disinfecting, and those who worked with the affected will be given instructions to self-quarantine. And it's not a drink out with your friends, but the state is allowing some alcohol to be sold with takeout or delivery. Establishments that are licensed to sell alcohol on the premises will be able to sell wine and beer for takeout and delivery. Leroy's like, amen. This does not include hard alcohol or mixed drinks.
Wait, so what's the point?
Beer or wine?
No.
Look, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
A lot of people like beer, Leroy.
No, I need that Henny.
Leroy, I'm just going to tell you right now, when you become an alcoholic, you're not going to be able to sue Corona for it.
Oh, stop. Don't say that.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Tekashi 6ix9ine just got shut down. He is currently serving a prison sentence for all kinds of charges, including racketeering, drugs, and weapons, but he just requested that he serve out the remainder of his sentence at home for fear of catching Corona. Apparently, he suffers from a bad case of asthma, which would make catching this virus a lot more serious for him. While the judge has shockingly denied his request, forcing him to have to stay in jail till his release, which is expected in August. If you're one of the many, like me, who has binge-watched Tiger King on Netflix, you know who Joe Exotic is, if you haven't seen it. I'll try to explain this as vividly as I can. He is a former zoo owner, tiger breeder, who was found guilty of a murder-for-hire plot in 2019. He is currently serving a 22-year prison sentence and has just filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Federal Wildlife Service for placing the tiger on the endangered species list, which he says ultimately put him out of business. Joe says he was targeted because he's openly gay and wants close to $80 million. Joe is still maintaining his innocence, claiming he was falsely arrested and framed. And Black China has gotten the L.A. Department of Children and Family Services to investigate Rob Kardashian after Dream suffered multiple burns at his home. And she says Rob initially denied the second burn happened under his watch. So Rob, through his attorney, says, yes, there were two incidents where Dream did get burned, but it was under his nanny's care, not his. Rob says that nanny has since been fired and he's tired of China trying to unfairly smear his name. On the flip side of things, Rob says he's worried about Dream and China's care, saying she's been coming home from her house with many unexplained injuries, rashes, cuts, bruises, and even a dislocated arm. Rob and China have joint legal custody of Dream, but they're currently both battling for full custody, so this may get even uglier as time goes on. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so Carl Anthony Towns, he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA, and he revealed to the world in a video on Instagram that both his parents have the coronavirus. And because of that, his mother is now in a medically induced coma and had to be put on a ventilator. He said he decided to make the video because people need to know how serious things are. That's facts. The Bruins are catching heat again. The owner, Jeremy Jacobs, is worth $4 billion. However, the Bruins released a statement saying that starting April 1st, many full-time employees will be placed on leave and receive only 1 week's pay, and people are upset.
Wow.
They're basically saying, look, he has the money, and he can treat his employees better than that. So that's what it is. And even though there are no sports going on right now, a lot of people are holding on and assuming that football will be back with no problem. But hold up. Y'all need to pause. According to reports, NFL coaches and executives believe it will be nearly impossible for the season to start on time due to the coronavirus. So much so that chances are training camp may not start in late July like it normally does, but instead not until the fall. That's when it's supposed to be.
Jesus.
Game one, game, not until the fall. So,
wow. 14, 14,
yeah.
14.
Oh, my God. I hate to say it.
You guys,
prepare yourselves for the worst. No games tonight. Y'all already know that. So, I guess just stay safe, man.
Leroy, what? Do you know what today was supposed to be?
Yeah.
What
I know.
What is madness?
No. Opening day.
Opening. It was.
And I would just like to start a cheer.
Yeah.
Let's go Red Sox. It's
supposed to be first day of baseball.
Let's go Red Sox.
Isn't that sad?
Go Red Sox.
Sad, man. Sad.
And that's just sports.
Wow. Sports is getting depressing.
This is getting bad.
I just love how he has, like, one of these days you're going to say, and now Leroy with sports. There is no sports.
Right.
That's your sports.
Now Leroy with sports. And now here's Pebbles with the news.
All right. Here's your good news today. So everything, you know, is being canceled. And it is especially heartbreaking for couples who have had to cancel their weddings. Well, Crystal Goitia and Jason Oswald, they're from Texas, and they had to delay theirs. And it was too late for them to cancel their wedding flowers because they had already shipped and were about to arrive. So they decided that since they couldn't enjoy them, they wanted someone to. So they ended up finding three assisted living homes near them that happily accepted the flowers. And it was especially great because residents can't have guests. And it was a nice way to put a smile on their faces. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire at Sullivan Tire's 65th St. Patrick's sales event. The biggest and best one ever. Get instant savings on all the brands in stock now through March 31st. First, see SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.